USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford criticized vaccine mandates by appealing to America's freedoms, arguing in an interview that we make our own free choices.
We're going to find every single leverage point that we can to allow Americans to be able to choose, because we're Americans. That's what we do. We make our own free choices, and we should be allowed to do that.
Lankford's remarks occurred during a recent interview with Newsmax TV concerning the government's response to growing COVID-19 cases following the recent spread of the Omicron variant. President Biden returned to Delaware for the 31st time since taking office Monday as the surging Omicron variant of COVID-19 dashed his plans for a post-Christmas vacation in Puerto Rico to celebrate the new year. Biden will stay at his vacation home in Rehoboth Beach with First Lady Jill Biden and new first puppy Commander. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flies are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was slammed on Twitter after she and her wife posted a video wishing a joyous Kwanzaa to all who celebrate.
The seven principles of Kwanzaa guide us to unity and cooperation as we work to uplift and protect our neighbors. As you prepare for your Kwanzaa celebrations, I urge you to keep these values in mind, but also maintain COVID-19 safe celebrations.
The backlash comes as Lightfoot is accused of ignoring the city's surge in violent crimes, including a 25-year high murder rate with 767 homicides in the city so far this year. President Biden now says,
there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
Biden said at the meeting Monday with the National Governors Association, this from a president who ran on the promise that he would beat the virus and get it under control.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The West Virginia Chamber of Commerce president is on board with Joe Manchin's Build Back Better vote.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he won't support President Biden's Build Back Better Act, leaving it with little or no chance of passing in the Senate. West Virginia Chamber of Commerce President Steve Roberts claims Senator Manchin represented their state's residents' interests by saying no on the social spending bill.
For us here in West Virginia, it taxes energy production and adds to the cost of natural gas. I think all of those things cause us in West Virginia to say that Senator Manchin is right, Senator Capito is right in saying this is not the right answer to the problems that we're trying to solve in our country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer announced there would be a vote on Build Back Better next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three people were killed and a fourth critically injured in the shooting at a Dallas area convenience store. The shooting happened Sunday night in the Dallas suburb of Garland. According to police, a man went inside a store and opened fire. Four people were struck by gunfire. Three were pronounced dead at the scene, police said. The fourth was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Police are still searching for the shooter. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.